Smith, Uriah. Battle Creek, Michigan, October 8, 1857. Dear Brother Uriah, while at Monterey we had a most powerful meeting, the Spirit of the Lord rested upon me. I was shown in vision many things, was shown the straightness of the way, the necessity of each understanding their own heart, the danger of deceiving themselves as to their true state and be found wanting. I saw again the state of things in the office. The cloud still hangs over it. All is not right there. I saw that the Lord had called you to occupy the place you are now in, and God has not released you. God has not selected or designed Brother Wagoner for the office to occupy your place. There are serious objections to this. The Lord has laid upon James the duty of traveling a portion of the time, and he calls you to throw your whole soul into the work, be devoted to God, devoted to the work. Let your influence tell in the meeting, tell in the office, and your own soul will flourish, and a saving, gathering influence will be shed around. Dear brother, the Lord will help your lack. But I saw there has been expected more of you than they ought to expect, and that is not in you. It is not in you to take all that care, burden, and responsibility that some others do. If you had been able to bear responsibility and care, you could fully fill the place as an editor, and the care and responsibility would not be laid upon James. I saw that there has been feeling that James was too sensitive, too strong feeling. But I saw that someone must have the care and feel strongly too, and move decidedly in the office. There is danger of some expecting too much of you, and there is danger of your expecting too little. I saw that James and Brother Wagoner erred in not freely talking their fears to you. You were deceived as to their feeling and acted under a mistaken idea of things, and you and Harriet were wrong in moving in such haste, without first getting a thorough understanding of the matter. Your action in the matter displeased God. You made a wrong move in introducing the matter where it should not be mentioned, when your past experience was sufficient to teach you the effect that a great fire is kindled by a little matter. I saw if you break away from that office, your happiness and peace ends. But where you lack now, it is supplied. God has not released James from the office. He has the care, responsibility, and burden, and God has not released you from your place. I saw like two brothers, true yokefellows, should you labor together, your interest one. You have shut up too much the interest to yourself. Together should you labor, unitedly together should your hearts be knit so close that Satan cannot get a wedge between you. United together can your interest tell, both working together in union. Your interest should not be divided. God is not pleased with this. You have no separate interest in that office in the sight of God. Your work is one, your interest one, and here you have been too close, not as united as you should be. I saw that the Lord has seen fit to bring Harriet in a place where she can work for the Lord and help you. And I saw she must be on her watch to help when it is needed, to speak a word in season when it is needed, a word right and not on the wrong side. She must bear in mind that she can help and must be very cautious not to hinder. She will have trials, and if they are borne well, she will not lose the reward. The Lord's eye is upon every doing. His eye sees every influence. Harriet, I saw that where you could hinder more than help is here. Let your mind be affected by any wrong influence. Uriah is affected by the same. You have watched John's opinions and views, and they have had more effect and influence with you than is due, and then the door is open for your views or understanding to affect Uriah. Here is a door open for the enemy to work, and you both must be on your guard. Satan will get in if he can. John is not standing in the light. I have seen that you could have the blessing of God resting upon you, could live in the hearts of the people of God. You must, with confidence and courage, go forward. Have faith in God. Draw strength from Jesus. Unitedly, you can serve Him. Unitedly, obtain the victory. And unitedly, share the reward. I saw that great was your privilege. You can enjoy sweet union with God. With childlike confidence, can you rely upon Him. And Harriet, you can, by occupying a right position, living in the counsel of God, help Uriah more than any other one, and more than you think you can.
Never act or talk on the doubtful side, but let the weight of your words and acts be to strengthen faith, to dispel doubts. You have not realized for years the responsibility that rests upon you. God has given you a taste of eternal joys to lead you on, to reach out, to hope, to elevate and bring you closer to Himself. God requires you to look to these manifestations of His grace and love. These abundant blessings were for some special object. When much is given, much will be required. If your influence is governed by the Spirit of God, you can do much. If it is not sanctified by the Spirit of God, it will tell much on the wrong side. You have felt too much that it was but a little matter, or but little consequence, what you may say or do. Take heed. There is more importance attached to these things than you have thought of. The grace of God can sanctify and purify your judgment, and together can you labor for the interest of God's cause.